Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today we have got...
Lee.
Hey, thank you so much for coming today, Lee.
No problem, anytime.
Very excited. We've had you on the show at least once before. Have you been on twice before or just once?
No, just the one.
Just the one's nice. Fun. And you're like graduated now.
Yes, I am. Very fun stuff.
Very exciting. So do you like... When we get working on fame stuff again, is your plan to just like commute?
Yeah. So luckily we have a really great team and I will be able to kind of step back a bit, but definitely for at least the recording, I will have to commute there.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Go couch hopping for like a week.
Yeah. So you don't have like, you're not on like your lease anymore for your old place.
I am. It just ends at the end of February because I had the like show in mind. I was like, I want to finish up in January and then like have a bit to move out, but that didn't work.
Oh yeah. I totally forgot, but I was going to send a message to our group on like our original opening night and be like, happy opening night, guys. And I totally forgot about it.
That's okay.
I did. I asked because I remembered something that I realized I haven't actually told you yet, and it's I think it's pretty funny. Remember like we had our like fame cast Christmas party at your place?
I do. And
we
remember.
Did like a fun we did like a Yankee swap kind of thing, like the gift thing. Do you remember what I got?
I do, because you left it
because I left it at your place. That's exactly what I was gonna say. I was there's a certain point that I was like, I've waited too long to try to get it. I'm just going to leave it.
I thought about messaging you too, but then we went like right into winter break.
Yeah, it was immediate. It's funny because I have the gift that Gunho won. I have that in my apartment because he put it in my backpack.
So you and know I forgot there was to a swap all around then.
Absolutely, yeah. We had the whole like ordeal with Emily's car. And then, when they got her wallet from your place, Gunho also grabbed his bottle and they were like, oh, we'll put it in Jack's backpack so that like we don't have just this bottle of alcohol in the car. And then I got home and I went, I still have it.
Yeah, but that actually he brought with him. That wasn't like his.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought so. It has a bow on it. So I wasn't sure if it was a gift or.
It was unopened, and then when he came like with you and Emily to pick it up, he was like, I can't believe you didn't drink this. I was like, I didn't know that was an option. Should I have done that before you came back?
It's still unopened. It has the bow on it and everything.
Nice.
It's right down there. Lovely. Oh, man.
I think at this point, it just becomes LMT property.
Exactly. We just leave it. We'll put it in like the storage unit that we have somewhere.
Good luck finding it.
Oh man, what is the weather like in Toronto?
It was actually pretty warm today. Yeah. It's only about an hour from Waterloo, so it's the same weather really. But going to be not so good the next couple days.
Fun. Did you guys get any of like the convoy at all going through Toronto, or did they go around it?
So we did. I was at work and everybody was complaining about the traffic like on the way to the store. And I'm like, I take the bus. I have no idea what's going on. But apparently my commute there wasn't like blocked by anything. But by midday, everybody was like, we took 4 hours to get here.
Nice.
So I don't even know how that happened. But yes, we definitely had some of the backlash.
I was texting my dad because they went like they made a point of going through Sarnia, my hometown. I assume because it's a border city. And I asked my dad, I was like, did the traffic affect at all? He was like, not really. I think they don't have as many people as they think they do in the convoy.
Right.
But yeah, I talked all about last week. I had Alex and Callie from the cast
on
the show. Yeah. And we talked more about how much I don't like Sarnia. And I totally forgot to mention this. And I like right after I thought, oh my God, I totally should have said this. But there's a thing where there's like a restaurant right around Sarnia. It might be like, it might be on the reserve because we're right next to an observer. We're right next to a reserve, but it's part of like Lambton County. So it's like part of Sarnia. There's a restaurant and they've gone viral a few times for just being very, very anti-mask and anti-vax and all this. And a couple of weeks ago, they got a shout out from Donald Trump Jr. on Facebook for doing they did something, but it was another awful, weird anti-mask thing.
Just one more reason to hate Sarnia, I guess.
Yeah. What if I can find it? Donald Trump Jr. Leaky tank Sarnia. Just typing in all these buzzwords and hoping that works.
Yeah, the store I work for is like a party supply / like novelty store. Uh-huh. And we have a bunch of like Donald Trump jokes and like toilet paper with Donald Trump's face on it. It's so popular. Everybody collectively hates him.
This might be a video. I'm going to have to try to pause it when it starts. Oh, no, it's not playing automatically. Yeah, it was, I don't know what it was. It was something like, I don't even know what the video is, but it's like, yeah, it's something. And then he shared it and he was like, this brave restaurant owner stands up to tyrannical lockdown enforcers. And everyone was like, oh no, Donald Trump Jr.
Give us a shout out. It can't be a good thing to have him
support. Exactly, yeah. Oh man, yeah, we always go viral for like the worst things. I wonder if I like go to CNN. CNN's Canadian, right? Or am I wrong about that? No, they're not Canadian. Who's Canadian? CBC is Canadian. I always thought that CNN is Canadian. CBC, I wonder if I just look up Sarnia on CBC, if I can see what comes up. I'm going to look up Lambton, because that's the county. Lambton, we're going to see what comes up. No. Ooh, none of that. Lot of, like, murder investigations. There's been a weird string of just like murders in Sarnia the last few years.
That's interesting. I'm on like Sarnia news too, and it's like snow coming or penguins pop up at Popular Park. Like there's nothing bad.
Oh, it's funny. Ontario Towns. Yeah, it's all like the same thing. It's just like awful. Oh man, that's Sarnia. That's my hometown.
I'm from Toronto, so I don't think there's less murder. Oh, I think we just hear about it less.
That's a good point.
Mixed in with other stuff.
I saw not even last week, like on the weekend, I think it was. It was really like slick and snowy that day. You know, like where I live, and like I'm like right down from McDonald's. It was on that like intersection. There was a car crash, and you could tell that like one of them ran the red light, and so they just kind of like the corners just bam, and they just like slid a bit forward.
Yeah, I will not say that's the first time I've heard or seen a car crash in that area.
my dad drove me back up here after it was like the winter break, and literally like he dropped me off, we moved all my stuff back in. And then he left, and like 10 minutes later, he texted me like, I just watched a car crash happen at that intersection.
That's Waterloo for you.
I told a story back when I think that was the week I had Mirth and Crawford, two more L&T people on the show. I that week watched like a truck back into a car. And as I was walking away, I could hear the woman who was in the car they got backed into, and she was not happy. And she was yelling at them. It's like, good times. So we can jump into the first game of the episode. Pretty fun. This game comes from a few nights ago. I couldn't sleep, so I occupied myself with doing the math of how many days old am I.
Oh, that's a lot of math.
Can you still see me? Am I still moving right for you?
Yeah.
My thing just, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All my clear. Thing is just like being weird.
As things do.
I'm back. So I was just totally normal for you for the last few minutes or like yes. few seconds.
Yeah, totally normal.
I'm confused. Okay. What happened for me is I have like my monitor right here. What happened for me is my monitor went black. You froze, but I could still hear you. And then my laptop screen went black. My cursor did like the buffering thing. And now it's back. But like, there's a couple of things where like, usually at the bottom of like the thing that I used to record, I can see like the sound lines. I don't see those anymore, but the recording timer is still going. So we're just going to keep recording. Okay. And just worst case scenario, I don't have a show this week. And that's cool. Technical stuff happens. When my
it makes you feel better. I see sound lines on the bottom.
Oh, thank God. Good. Cool. Because yeah, it's just blank for me. But my stuff is back now. I don't know what that was. It also like I have like my doc of like my show outline where I write out like my games and my answers. That was totally blank when it came back.
Right. And so I was like, time to start the games. Lot.
Yeah. And then now it's back. I think we're good. We'll move on. I'm 100% gonna leave this in the episode because it's kind of a funny moment.
Yeah. Well, so, I enjoyed watching you try to figure it out. So.
I thought I had totally lost you, but I could still hear you, and you kept saying you could still hear me, and I was like, I guess just my display got messed up. But we're good now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was doing some math in my head of how many days old am I, and I thought I'd turn it into a game. So I'm gonna give you something. Could be person, could be like an item. Like I'll be clear for each thing, and you're gonna take a guess at how many days old it is.
Oh, no.
And we're gonna see how close you can get.
I have an English degree. This is the opposite of what I'm good at.
So we'll start it off. How old in days am I? If it helps, I'm 19 and a few months.
Can I use a calculator? Is that allowed?
Go for it. Yeah, why not?
Oh, yes.
See how good calculators are.
Okay.
Exciting.
I'm going to go with 6,835.
Not too far off.
Okay.
Correct answer is 7,049. That's pretty close. That gave that pretty good, pretty good.
Okay, my math was so wrong, but I also realize now that I forgot you have 365 days when you're zero.
Oh, that's a good point, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get the next one.
I've talked on this before, that one night, I think it was the night that we went to Veronica's after the cabaret, Gunho explained to us how like age works in Korea.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
How it's like you're one when you're born, and then everyone collectively ages up on New Year's Day. But and so like I think like I don't know which one he goes by, but I remember learning about that and going like, oh, that's interesting.
I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I feel it's easier to like keep track of stuff, I guess.
Like you're just an age. It's not like you're ever going to be like one and a half. You're just.
Yeah.
That's a good always point. The that's year point. Age.
That's true.
Awesome. Or I guess that's just me. I'm born in 2000, so I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. There's a weird point in 2022 where I'm still 21, but then I turn 2022. Yeah. I don't turn 2022. I turn 22, but yeah. Eliminates that confusing portion.
Exactly. Next one. How many days has it been since the first iPhone was released?
That's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one.
The first iPhone, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say 6,000.
Not that far off, actually. 5,331.
Okay.
Not too bad.
So I was close with my calculator, and then I decided to just ignore it and will now not do that anymore.
Next one. How old in days? And this one, I had to be a little iffy with it. How old in days is LMT, the club that we're a part of? I do not know the specific date it was established, so I went on September 1st, 2004, the year it was established. It's what we're counting from. 2004. Roughly.
I'm going to go 6,321.
You're actually very close. Correct answer is 6,362.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You kept getting further in the digits, and I was like, oh my God. I thought you might actually nail it.
That would be amazing, but I do not have the math skills for that.
Next one. I realized as I was making this game, today is the birthday of Harry Styles.
Oh, happy birthday.
This one is, how many days old is Harry Styles?
Oh, I don't know how old he is.
He's turning 28, if that helps.
Today. I think
he's turning 28 today. Honestly, if you asked me how old Harry Styles was, I would have said like 33. I did not realize he was that young.
Right. I'm going to go 10,585.
Not bad. Not bad. 10,227. That's a lot. I don't remember what the date is, but I did also do the math of, well, I Googled this one actually, of what date will I be 10,000 days old?
I used to do that in like elementary school, and it was so far away. Now I'm like, it's tomorrow.
Ooh, 2002. It is Saturday, March 2nd, 2030.
Wow.
I'll be 27. Almost the same age that Harry Styles is right now.
Wow. Amazing.
Exciting. Next one. How old in days is the Earth?
Is
also
the Earth
kind of a rough estimation?
Like in billions?
I'll tell you, it's in trillions.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'm going to say 734 trillion.
Okay, you're a little further on this one than the others.
That's fair. And
the correct answer is 1.658 trillion.
Okay. Well.
Quite a few.
I'm not a history person. Nor do I do math, so.
Same. Next one. How many days has it been since I, Jack Froelich, last went to McDonald's? This is a pure guessing one.
I'm going to say 12.
Here's the thing. The correct answer is actually 0.
Oh.
But there's more to it. There's more to it. As of right now, it is 8:24 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wrote this out and I made these answers like this afternoon. And I thought to myself like, oh, I'll put that one down because I had McDonald's last night. That'll be a funny thing. I have had McDonald's in the last hour. And there is a story behind that, which I will tell after this game.
Amazing. Just assuming you wouldn't pick today to have McDonald's and then ask the question.
Yeah. And just funny, it was like I made the question and then I went, but it was a whole thing. And the next one is actually the last one. The question is, how old in days are you, Lee?
Am I?
Oh, getting meta now with it. If it helps, I'll remind you that I am 7,049 days old. I have a late birthday too.
That doesn't help. I don't know when your birthday is in relation to my birthday. It seems harder to figure it out that way. I'm gonna say 7,892.
Actually, pretty close.
Okay.
You are 7,930 days old.
All right.
It's exciting. That's
That
a
is
very
insane.
round number. That's what I like. When I wrote that
Yeah.
out, I was like, it's a very dissatisfying round number. And you're
Well,
pretty close to
happy
8,000, actually.
lots of days to me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the game. So I'll tell you the whole story with my dinner tonight. Because, oh my God, it's a story. So, I have this like website. I don't know what's it called. It's called cafedelights.com. And I found it last semester when I made like a roast chicken because I wanted to make a full roast chicken. And it's just like full of recipes. And so I was looking around on it last night, and I was like, tomorrow I'll do a little run. I'll grab a couple of things from the grocery store, and I'll make something, and then I'll box up the leftovers and I'll eat that throughout the week. That'd be like my meal planning. I was like, I
There
got like
you
my February budget just made up. I'm gonna stick to my budget. It's gonna be good. I'm gonna eat healthy. And so I found this recipe. It's called Cajun Butter Chicken Breast Recipe. What's the description? Tender pan-seared chicken breasts are golden and full flavor. There's a typo in that. Seared in Cajun seasoning and garlic butter, ready in under 15 minutes, no marinating. And so I was like, that sounds good. I looked, it has 5 stars on the site. I looked through it. I already had like 95% of all the ingredients. I thought, awesome. Sometime tomorrow, aka today, I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna get the stuff that I need, I'm gonna make it. And so my plan was actually to make it after we recorded, but we pushed the recording back a little bit. So I
Yes,
was like,
my
oh, I
bad. I'm
have
sorry.
enough time now. That's cool. I was like, oh, I actually have enough time to make it now. I'll just quickly make it. And so I got my chicken breasts. I cut each one in half like it told me to. And then I had to make like a Cajun seasoning blend. And I'll tell you all the ingredients in this Cajun seasoning blend. The seasoning blend has brown sugar, paprika, oregano, salt, garlic powder, chili powder, cayenne pepper, and black pepper. And audience, you might hear that and you may think, Jack, you're so white, that's not that bad. Let me finish the story. So you pretty much like, yeah, like you cut the chicken, you toss it in the blend, drizzle it with some oil, then you heat some oil and butter in the skillet, put the chicken in, sear on both sides, let it rest, use a few more things to make a nice sauce, drizzle it over the chicken, that's the whole recipe. It did not go that well for me. So I did everything right, and then I put it in the skillet, and I'm very like cautious when it comes to cooking. And so I was like, Jack, you gotta learn to commit when you cook something. You're gonna put it in the skillet and you're gonna let that side of it cook for the 7 minutes that it says to let each side of it cook. Then you'll flip it. I was like, I'm gonna do that. And so I let it cook, oil's popping everywhere. I flip it, the other side is totally burnt. And then I went, maybe I was supposed to flip it throughout. And so I kind of finished that one off. Both sides were still burnt. Then I got the other two. I did this in the I had two and then two. So I got the other two. And that one I was doing the same thing. I was like flipping it every minute. And it was getting really burned really fast. It was like smoking. I was starting to get a little concerned. And the seasoning on the chicken was like becoming airborne. And so like the air was getting spicy. And so I was fi and so I was finally like, I'm gonna call it. And so I put the chicken on the plate. I cut open all 4 chicken breasts, and I was like, these two are fine, these two are not cooked enough. So I threw out the ones that weren't cooked enough, and I was like, I'll make the sauce now. And the first part of the sauce is like melt some more butter in the saucepan. I took a tablespoon of butter, put it in the saucepan, quite a bit of smoke immediately. And so I went, I'm not gonna do this. And so I just left it there. I also got, when I went to get the stuff from the store, I also got like a chicken fried rice side dish. And so I was like, I'm just gonna eat these 2 chicken breasts and my little chicken fried rice side dish, and that'll be good. And so I sat down, I was ready to eat it, And I went to go eat it, and I was like, I don't feel totally confident eating this chicken. I was like, I feel like I haven't really cooked it enough. It looked pretty good, but I was like, it still was like a little, it was close enough that I was like, I don't feel confident. And I feel like when you're making chicken, a good rule of thumb is like, you should feel confident to eat in your chicken that it's cooked enough. And so I got McDonald's instead, and I opened a window, and it's fine now, but it was a little spicy for a bit in my kitchen.
Well, all those airborne spices, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think I got it at like 7:30. I got my McDonald's, and I came back and I ate it. And yeah, cause the recipe did not go well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's my fault for moving the meeting, really.
I'll blame you instead of blaming me for it. I feel like the recipe is flawed, because I was like, it should have worked. Like the recipe, like I just didn't, I like, I don't know why it didn't work. I followed the recipe to a T, and I'm like, someone on Cafe Delights messed up. Is there a name on this? Can I call out the specific person who wrote this?
I'm gonna look. I think potentially. Could have just turned the heat down, but that's a different question.
That's a good point. Is there a name on this? I don't see a name on it. Dang it. I just noticed that there's comments. Oh. Okay, comments.
Some reviews.
Andrew said on November 14th, 2020, at 4:30 a.m., absolutely stunning dish. I cooked as advertised, but cooked the chicken for longer in the oven to make sure it was cooked through after frying. Can't fault the flavor, and my two picky kids smashed it down. Well, that's your opinion, Andrew. Whatever.
Similar experience, for sure.
Elizabeth Cruz loved it. Marcus? Oh, wait, what did Marcus? Oh, Marcus just had a question, and then someone answered him. Nice and easy. According to Greg. Well, okay, Greg, whatever. Ooh, Allison's thinking of trying it with shrimp.
Good for Allison.
Slow down, Allison. Hold up. Oh my
God. We should master chicken first.
That's a good point. I wonder who leaves comments on a recipe.
That's a good question.
That's a good point.
I mean, I more wonder who, like, reads them.
That's a good point. Yeah, the most recent one
right now.
The most recent one is the one in November 14th. That was in 2020, so that's
okay,
over a year ago.
Yeah, I kind of like that though. You feel like a food critic leaving comments on recipes.
Oh, the person does have. I've totally gotten distracted by this website. I've never actually looked into like the who runs this website. There's an about me section. About me, welcome. I'm gonna call this person out. Welcome. My name is Karina, and this is my kitchen. This is my internet kitchen hangout. Oh, I will say, Karina, you've done a good job with the other recipes that I've tried. I do blame myself for this one. I don't know why I'm being so nice to this random person. Great job, Karina.
It's okay. Maybe, she can take it.
Yeah, maybe some more clear instructions on the Cajun chicken. You know, maybe. It's fine. It's fine.
Maybe like 9 out of 10 would recommend.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh man. All right. I just checked my notes. I have updates from past episodes. It is exciting. A couple weeks ago, when we had Veronica and Emily on the show, also from LMT, I guess update number one, that week they were testing the fire alarms and the smoke alarms in my building. And so they tested the fire alarm 6 times and our like smoke alarms in our apartment 2x. And it just so happened the 1 hour that they were doing that was the hour that I recorded the show that week. So that show was full of fire alarms. So the update is that a few days later, they did it again where they tested the fire alarm, but it wasn't like the test beeps. It was like a full fire alarm. And so it was really funny because I was like a few of us were in like the hallway and we were like, are they still testing it or is this an actual fire alarm? And then it turned off. So we went, okay, it was just a test. I was pretty unsure there for a second if there was an actual fire.
Should I be concerned that they never tested the fire alarms in my building?
That's a good question. That's a good point. Yeah.
Except once when I actually set it off, so.
Nice, nice. Our smoke alarms in our unit are very sensitive. And I was thinking earlier, I'm amazed that I did not set them off tonight when I made my thing.
That I did it. Is amazing. I set mine off making toast, so I cannot.
They go off all the time. It's so so annoying. And then I have another update from another story that I told that same episode. A little recap for you, Lee, and for the audience. I told a story about I did laundry like the day before that I recorded. And when I went to go put my clothes in the dryer, I accidentally started the dryer above the one that my clothes were in. And that dryer had someone else's clothes in them. So that was kind of an embarrassing mistake that I made. The update that I have is that I did it again this last weekend. I did laundry, put my clothes in the dryer. I put my cart up to the thing and I started the wrong dryer. And that dryer did have someone else's clothes in them. So I started mine, but there is unfortunately more to the story. And it is that I went back down after they were done and they weren't like dry enough yet. And like sometimes like your clothes are like they're still damp, but they're dry enough for you to pull them out and fold them. They were not dry enough. So I held my card up to the reader and it did like the not enough funds beep. It was like, oh, you got to go to the machine and add like an extra few bucks to pay for it. And I went, okay. And there's a machine like 5 feet away from me. But I realized that if I had the funds on my card, I would have done it a third time because I held it up to the card reader for the other dryer, not the one that my clothes were in.
Well, that's why you didn't have enough funds. You were spending them on other people.
Yeah, so I did it twice, and I almost did it a third time. I very narrowly avoided doing it a third time.
Yeah, mine is like a coin machine kind of to turn them on.
Oh, yeah.
But I only, after I moved out, was informed that you could use things that weren't quarters.
Oh, really?
I just thought that you had to use quarters to do laundry.
For us, it's like it's like a little like card. But like when we first moved in, the machine didn't have the cards in them. We had to go to the front desk and ask for them. But they never really told us that. So I went to go do laundry and I was like, oh, the machine's out of cards. And so I tried again like the next week. And I finally went and just said, hey, there's no cards in the machine. And I watched the guy pull out this box just full of the cards. And he was like, oh, here's one. And I went, okay. Awesome. Thank you, dude. go fill up the machine.
Oh, man. I guess they just want to make sure you're like someone who lives in the building.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone at mine would care if somebody out of our building is coming to do laundry there. It's because they definitely need to.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I do have a second game that we can jump into.
All right, great.
So as we established, you, Lee, are graduated.
Yes.
You are done. You're officially like an adult now. And one thing about being... One thing about being a Gen Z adult is older adults, millennials and Gen X, etc., love to tell you how to be an adult. And so I found an article written by a millennial, published in 2015. It's called 30 Things You Should Know How to Do by Age 30.
All right.
The game is, you're going to be competing against me in this one. We're going to go through every item on this list. If you can do it, you get a point. If you can't do it, you don't get a point. Whoever has the least amount of points wins.
Okay.
As kind of a spite to millennials, at a spite to Joe Oliveto.
Yeah. If I lose, do I have to go back to school? Is that the...
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
And this is, as I was reading through this, it is painfully obvious that this is written by a millennial. It has that like millennial cringe humor, you know, where they're like, I'm so funny. And you're like,
eh. Are you?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So number one, changing a tire.
No.
Change a tire? I can't.
I also can't drive. So put that one. Right. I get negative points.
Yeah, it's like you have a notebook. So I get a point for that one.
Good for you.
It's good. I just like how like convenient it is. You know what I mean? I can like I don't have to like call a guy and then wait for him to come. I can just be like, I'll just change it and then drive home and have my dad deal with all the actual like car shop stuff.
That makes sense.
Number two, operate a grill.
Like a barbecue?
I believe so. Yes.
So I have like a George Foreman that I can use. Does that count?
It's in the description. It specifically says that a George Foreman grill does not count.
Oh, no.
It literally says if you still use a George Foreman grill, you have to return your college diploma.
Oh, great. Just days after I got it.
Exactly. I actually cannot operate a grill either.
Okay, great. At least
it can't be that hard, though.
You're still only one ahead of me.
The thing. That's it. Number three, pair wine to a meal. I can't.
Well, that I can definitely do. Wine, meal.
That's a good point. I always see like the charts, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. Number four, swim.
I can swim.
I can swim too. I'm a self-taught swimmer, so I am.
I'm also a self-taught swimmer.
Exactly.
I'm more float. Doggy paddle. Yeah. But it counts.
Mm-hmm. Doggy paddle for life. Number five, change your own oil.
Okay, also no. These are very car related.
I think I can do this. My grandpa lives on a farm and he gets bored, so he'll just kind of do random stuff. And he was like getting rid of an old van, and so he had to empty out the oil. And so instead of taking it into a place to get that done, he took the backhoe and he just took a big scoop out of the ground. He drove the van over it and then climbed into the scoop and undid like the oil thing. Yeah. So that's one
way to do it for sure. That's
what you did. Number six, throw a football.
I can do that.
That's so like specific. I can also do that.
I haven't in a long time. Actually, that's a lie. We recently went to like Waterloo Collegiate and played football. And that was a highlight of my university career.
I live literally right behind Waterloo Collegiate. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so I lived on the other side.
Right, yeah. Remember that. Number seven, do your taxes. I cannot do my own taxes.
Okay, so I get the tax form like in the mail. And then I put it on my parents' desk. And that
exactly,
is
yeah.
I do my taxes.
My dad walks me through it. Yeah,
and then
like, why can't they just tell me specifically what to do with my taxes?
Yeah. I don't think my parents do it either. They give everything to like an accountant.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So I could hand it to the accountant instead of my dad handing it to the accountant.
Exactly. Number eight, take a decent picture. I think I can. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why that's an adult skill.
Yeah, it's a good point. Number nine, build a respectable wardrobe.
That I cannot do.
I don't think that I can either, actually.
I think 2 years of a pandemic has to be taken into account, though.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. Yeah, this article was made in 2015.
Yeah. I've only accumulated sweatpants.
Same. Oh, I love them. Number 10, fix basic household problems. I think I can do that. I worked for an electrician for a couple of years.
I think I can do that too. My dad's a builder, so I don't really have to, but I help him.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could do it by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're a third of the way through it. We are tied right now, 6-6.
Oh, really?
Ooh, exciting.
I really thought I was losing.
Number 11, dance like an adult. I don't think I can. I can't.
What does that mean?
I dance. I don't know. I dance just like fun. I don't like classily dance. Number 12, get around without a phone. I cannot.
I could probably do that.
I know that, like, I use like Google Maps all the time. I could not use an actual map. No way.
I think I could. In like Waterloo or Toronto, no problem. But
good point, yeah.
I don't know.
Number 13, parallel park.
Okay. I still can't drive. Thank you to whoever wrote this.
I do not think that I can actually parallel park. I did it. I had to do it like for my driver's test, but I literally have not done it since. I just do not parallel park. I avoid it as much as I can.
I don't think that counts then.
Awesome.
I mean, you did do it once.
That's true. I did it one time and I actually did it pretty badly. And I was like, I hope I don't fail based on this. Number 14, play a vinyl record. I mean, that's not really a skill. You just put it on the thing and drop the needle.
That I can do. What?
Number 15, balance a checkbook. I cannot, no. I don't even have a checkbook.
No, I don't have a checkbook either.
No, I am. Every once in a while, someone will be like, you can pay for this either through e-transfer or through check. And I'm like, it's 2022. I'm going to pay through e-transfer. I literally have a very small amount of my money is actual physical and the rest is just digital.
I have written like two checks in my life and they were both for jobs that I had to just give them a void check.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You get that. Yeah. Yeah. I have, people will like pay me for my job in checks. And then I'm always like, why use checks? Why not just like, you know, just old people and money.
Yeah. I mean, I get like, e-transferred for like work now. Yeah.
So then, like, you'll go like grocery shopping with your grandma, and it'll be like $7, and she'll pull out her checkbook and she'll write like a check for $7, and you're just like, oh my god, just use change.
My god, I've never had that happen. I don't know if my grandparents still use checks.
I've seen it happen like in front of me in line, and I've always been like, Such a weird amount to write a check for.
So interesting. The only checks I get are the ones that like come in the mail from the government, and they're like $60.
Oh yeah,
those are always exciting.
Those are fun. Yeah. Number 16, jumpstart a car. I can't.
No.
I had a bad habit of leaving. When I first started driving, I would drive like my mom's car, which then kind of became my car. And I would always leave the light on in the car. And so I had to jump start that car many times because I was constantly killing the battery. It's on me. Number 17, tie a tie. I can tie a tie.
I think that question is not gender equal.
Yeah. Plus I do like business school. So I have to like every once in a while put on like an actual suit.
I wore a tie for the Book of Mormon.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I had someone else tie it for me.
Nice. Number 18, nail a job interview. I think I could.
I think I can do that.
I'm sure I could do a good job interview.
I mean, I've been on like 35 job interviews in the last month. I think I've nailed them.
that post-university... trying to find a place.
The like weird amount of confidence that I have having a degree, but then the real world being like, you're not special.
Number 19, make a decent cocktail.
That for sure I can do.
100%. There we go. Number 20, iron clothes.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. You just hold it over a thing. Not really much to it. Number 21, ride a bike. I can ride a bike.
So that one's tricky.
Ooh.
I used to be able to ride a bike like as a kid, but I don't know that I can do it anymore.
I'm gonna give you the point for that one.
Okay.
Also because I'm starting to get more points and.
Well, yeah, we know. I have to go back to college.
Remember, the lowest points wins.
Oh, okay.
Like golf. That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah. We want to say, yeah, we want to be like this this random millennial that's telling us how to be adults.
All right. Then I'm killing it.
Okay. Number 22, cook. I can cook normally, just not tonight.
I can also cook. When I have to.
Yeah. Number 23, drive stick. I cannot drive stick.
I cannot drive.
I think that people always talk up how difficult driving stick is. And then I see someone drive stick and I'm like, that looks not much different from just driving normally. You're just like every once in a while moving a stick around.
Yes. Well, it seems hard to someone who can't drive normally. So
that's a good point. Number 24, and this is word for word, control your drinking, dude.
No. Do not give me a point for that.
I was thinking to myself, I was thinking to myself, like, I gotta, like, maybe I should drink less. And I don't think that I have like an issue. It's purely out of alcohol is expensive. Alcohol is so expensive. And so like you go to like one party and I'm like, oh, like that was so much money that I drank last night.
Exactly. Especially like now that I'm finished, I save so much money on booze.
Oh yeah. Oh man. We do gotta do more like LMT.
Yes.
Hey, no, it's a good time.
At least a viewing party.
Yeah. Number 25. And once again, word for word, control your anger, dude.
I can do.
I'm pretty sure I can. There we go. Number 26, choose a date. I think he means like plan a date. I can plan a date.
Probably.
Just figure out where to go. Number 27, keep a living space.
What does that mean?
I think it just means like not being homeless.
Okay, done.
Exactly, yeah.
Check and check.
I live in an apartment. Number 28, build a goddamn fire. Once again, word for word.
I can build a fire.
I can build a fire as well.
A goddamn fire.
Goddamn fire. Number 29, brew a damn fine cup of coffee.
Yes.
I think I can. I have a machine to do it for me.
Not rocket science.
I count that, yeah. Then last one, number 30, start a conversation. I cannot start a conversation.
I think I can.
I'm going to give you that point.
I also think you can.
That's a good point. All right, I'll give myself a point for that one. Unfortunately, you win that one.
Oh.
Beat me by two. I'm more of a millennial than you are.
Oh, well.
Oh, millennials. Classic. Shout out to Joe Oliveto, the guy that wrote this random article that I found on Thrillist.
Really just shaming me for not being able to drive.
I wonder what else Joe Oliveto has written. 10 iPhone apps worth paying for?
No iPhone app is worth paying for.
10 foods you love to eat that are surprisingly healthy.
Thanks, Joe.
11 crazy diseases most people don't believe are real. Wow.
Can we play that one too? It's like if you have it, you get a point.
I am going to read through it. I'm curious now. Fatal familial insomnia. That's weird. Oh, it literally just means like you physically cannot sleep.
And then
wow. Aquagenic urticaria. Allergic to water. Oh, I know a guy and he told me that he had something like this. I know a guy and he was telling me how when he was a kid, he had like such a bad dust allergy that it kind of became a water allergy because his like the dust on his skin would form like a protective layer, and then he would take a shower and it would wash that off, so he would then be exposed to all the dust again. And I'm like, he's fine now, but you told me about that, and I was like, oh, that's pretty
good. Okay, so I kind of thought that meant like drinking water. I was like, how do people survive?
Oh, I love it.
But also, like, what if you sweat?
That's a good. Oh yeah, I think that's like a similar thing.
Or like, you pee your pants. That's like, however many percent water. I mean,
oh my God, it's true.
Don't pee your pants, but.
I know. Electromagnetic hypersensitivity makes people break out in a rash when exposed to electromagnetic fields.
Okay, that's they're just everywhere. Spider-Man.
Oh, that's a good point. Cotard's delusion makes people think they're dead.
That would suck.
What is this? Exploding head syndrome makes you hear insanely loud sounds in your own head? Good Lord. Congenital insensitivity to pain means you can't feel pain.
That doesn't sound so bad. Be like head to toe covered in tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be really cool. What else is Joel if it'll written? 6 airport Wi-Fi hacks you need to know before you fly. Wow. Thank you, Joe.
He's really doing the most.
10 totally legit ways to make real money online. Let's find out in 2015 what were legitimate ways to make money online. Complete market surveys in your spare time. Take on simple side jobs. Sell your photos. Let scientists study you. Sell used items on sites like eBay. Wow.
Good.
I like this one. Write and sell a self-published novel.
Of course.
That's just like being an author.
In all my downtime.
Oh, Joe. Classic. I wonder what Joe's up to now.
I hope he wrote a book and self-published it.
I'm Googling him. Nice. Joe Oliveto. Oh, I think he's still a freelance writer. The Huffington Post, very nice. From New York. He's a dating and relationships writer. Oh, Joe. That's exciting. Wow.
Oh, it's a good thing he knows how to plan a date.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, I don't know what he's doing now, though. Like, everything that I'm seeing from this guy was in, like, 2015.
He just disappeared.
Oh, I found him on Twitter.
Nice.
Wait, did he write? Hold on. Let me look this up. I think he wrote. I'm confused now. Hold on.
Da, 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 da. I'm very excited for whatever this is.
Remember those books, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Yeah.
I guess that there's a second series called Scary Stories to Tell If You Dare, authored by Joe Oliveto.
No way.
Oliveto. He's just like writing sequels to old books.
Self-published.
Oh my God.
He's like, gotta make money online. Good for Joe.
He's like nothing active for ages. I'm like, this is like what? I'm so confused. Joe Oliveto, what's up, man? Ooh, hold on. Ooh, hold on, let me. Ooh. Nope, I was wrong. Okay. An obituary popped up. And it is a different Joe Oliveto. But I just saw Joe, and I was like, oh no, I'm sorry. I've been talking about this guy for like.
I'm like, now we know why he stopped writing in 2015.
Oh man. Well, wherever you are, Joe, hope you're having fun. Oh man. I have one more story to tell before we call an episode. we're right in the middle of like nosebleed season for me. And it stems from when I was a kid. I think I was 11. I was 11 or 12. I checked with like my mom earlier today. I just had like a winter where I started getting like nosebleeds really easily, and they would just go and go and go. And so we went to my doctor, and he was like, well, it's dry. That's why you're getting nosebleeds. It's winter and it's dry. The concern is how much you're bleeding. So go right now, go get some blood work done in my office, and then we'll tell you what's up. So I did that. And then like a couple days later, they were like, okay, book another appointment to get more professional blood work done next week so we can double check some things. So I did that. And then he was like, okay, we think we spotted something a little weird with your blood. Go to London, get a third thing of blood work done. I also hated needles growing up. I was terrified of all this. And then we can tell you definitively what's wrong with your blood. And we were like, cool. So we went, and I have a low hematocrit count. So my blood takes a bit longer to clot than the average person's.
Is that a bad thing?
It's like, it's not bad enough to be an issue. I think it's like the same thing that hemophiliacs have, but mine is a lot less severe. It's literally like, I'm only like a few points under like the normal amount. So they were kind of like, just get humidifiers and you'll be fine. And just like know like the proper ways to stop nosebleeds. So you don't like bleed. Just out.
Like you bleed more.
Exactly. Yeah. That doctor's trip is also where I learned what circumcision is.
Oh, fun.
Because he asked me about it and I was like, I don't know what that is. So they had to, I was like 12. And so they had to explain to me what it was. And I was like, oh my God. Good Lord.
I'm just wondering how that came up, really.
It was, I think that the question was like, was there a bleeding issue then? I think that was like the point of it. Because he was like, yeah, that was the question. But he was asking me questions about it. And I was like, I was a baby. I was like, I had just been born. I don't remember. I was like, what are you? And then my mom was answering. I was like, thank you. He was directing them to me. And I was like, A, I don't know what that is. And B, I don't remember enough to answer. See, that was my weird like 2 weeks of just getting like a lot of my blood taken out and then looked at and then finding out that my blood is weird.
Could have been worse.
Exactly. Yeah. It's why I don't donate blood, but I think I can still be an organ donor. I looked it up like last week. I kind of started having a few nosebleeds again. And then I was like, oh, I'm an organ donor. I should look up and see if I can actually donate organs with my blood being like this. And I can. I think I'm like just in the amount, because I didn't want to like, you know, have that on my license and then like give like a bad organ to someone if I die. Yeah, so moral of the story, I don't know. I don't know what the moral of the story is.
I know where to go if I need an organ. Exactly. That's the moral.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Check your blood, whatever.
I actually have like terrible veins, so it takes like a lot of tries to get my blood. The last time I went was like right before the break, and I had two nurses and six needles to try to get one vial of blood.
Oh man. My girlfriend has to get like monthly blood work done. And apparently like every once in a while they have just like a tricky time finding her vein, and she's like, I swear to God, just find it already.
I honestly they like, everybody always apologizes to me. They're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, like this is so painful, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm chilling. Like, this is me every year probably. Awesome.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, I can't imagine monthly. I also like bruise up, like my whole arm was like covered.
Ouch.
So that would not be good if it happened monthly.
Fun times.
Oh yeah. Blood work.
Yeah. Well, I think that is all the time that we have for this episode. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Lee.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll see everyone next week.